Welcome to the University of Nottingham podcast.
In this podcast, has the historic deal in Northern Ireland come to an end? Professor Stefan Wolf breaks down the stalemate over justice and policing. You'll hear how serious the problem is.
There's always a confident walk right up to the edge of the cliff. And people lean over a little bit, but in the end, they do not jump.
Whether the Robinson affair aggravated the impasse.
Peter Robinson himself has been weakened in his leadership of the Democratic Unionist Party.
And why the upcoming elections in Parliament and Northern Ireland are a factor.
At the same time, we have had reports that the Conservative Party is courting both the Democratic Unionists and the Ulster Unionists.
Well, they say that you can't have too much of a good thing. And it seems like that's quite relevant now in Northern Ireland, with the parties coming to, not blows, but certainly, let's say, a very strong difference of opinion on the issue of security. I think, firstly, to place this in context, how have we got to this particular juncture?
Well, I think there has been a long history of this devolution and policing, or devolution of policing and justice matters, was the one last outstanding area that the parties needed to address, in particular where they needed to find a concrete date for when that was to happen. I mean, it was already reflected in the St. Andrews Agreement and then subsequently in the deal that Sinn Féin and the Democratic Unionists made before they jointly went into government. But so far, it had always been possible to just keep it in terms of relatively general commitments, to do it, to agree on it, but without setting a concrete date. Now, of course, in the run-up to elections, both Westminster as well as Assembly elections in Northern Ireland, the issue for both parties has become much more pronounced in the sense that they really need to show something to their respective supporters. The DUP obviously needs to show that they are still sort of tough on Sinn Féin, that they are not going to simply roll over and allow who many of their supporters would consider former terrorists control over policing and justice, whereas Sinn Féin, of course, needs to show that they really can make devolved government work across all the areas that matter to nationalists.
Now, going back a few weeks to the Robinson affair, it was stated by many pundits, many experts at the time, that they sincerely hoped that the problems that arose out of that particular situation wouldn't affect the deal. How much of a role, if any, do you think that particular saga has played on where we are now?
I think it has been difficult in two respects. The first one, obviously, is that Peter Robinson himself has been weakened in his leadership of the Democratic Unionist Party. Yes, he has been given sort of the support of the DUP executive, but one could see that on the one hand as confidence that they have in him. On the other hand, it could also be seen as an inability of the executive to agree on a successor. So I think Robinson himself has been weakened by the affair. But also what obviously has not helped is the fact that he has stepped aside as First Minister. So he's now negotiating with Sinn Féin, Gerry Adams and Martin McGuinness, only in his role as a leader of the electorally largest party in Northern Ireland, no longer, at least for the time being, as First Minister. And that obviously also casts some doubt on the future of the executive as a whole. So I think, yes, there has been considerable damage done by that, but even without the Robinson affair, if you want, it would have come most likely to this impasse, because no matter what, the positions of the two parties were very far apart on this from the outset. And so from this perspective, I would say that the sort of quasi-resignation or temporary resignation of Peter Robinson has exacerbated a situation that was anyway going to occur, and obviously makes the situation much, much more difficult now.
Is this as serious as it's being painted? Because obviously it makes for a great story for the press. How much of this is media spin, and how much of this is a really serious issue?
I think it is a serious issue, in particular if you see it in a somewhat broader context of what is going on in Northern Ireland and with Northern Ireland at the moment. I mean, it's policing and justice, the devolution issue. It's at the same time another impasse that the parties are facing, which has to do with the sort of reform of the way in which parades are regulated in Northern Ireland, which Sinn Féin wants to decouple from devolution of justice and policing, but the DUP wants to link the two. At the same time, we have had reports that the Conservative Party is courting both the Democratic Unionists and the Ulster Unionists in an attempt to probably forge some kind of larger Unionist coalition in Northern Ireland, which again is important both for the Westminster elections as well as for the elections to the Assembly. In terms of the Westminster elections, it would mean that overall the Unionists will probably pick up quite a number more seats because they will no longer run against each other in some of the Westminster constituencies. This might make it attractive for the Conservatives, of course, in Westminster if there's a hung parliament, if they may have to rely on the support of Unionist politicians as John Major did in the final years and days of his premiership. At the same time, of course, for the Unionists, this is an attractive option because right now, given the sort of loss of credibility that the DUP has seen, there's a real possibility now that Sinn Féin will actually emerge as the largest political party out of the next assembly elections. And that obviously would have a major impact on even the possibility of a coalition, say DUP or UUP going in as the junior partner into a government, an executive that would be led by a Sinn Féin first minister. So all of this, in a way, comes together, and devolution of policing and justice in this sense sort of seems to be a relatively easy target if you want to basically try and resolve a whole lot of other issues around, or not to resolve anything. And so I think from that perspective, we do have a very serious crisis again on our hands now. But by the same token, it's not in any of the party's interests to let devolution collapse now.
Sure. Just finally, and I know that you're not a mind reader, but as far as likely scenarios go and their implications, what are your feelings?
Well, sort of the history of the past 10 or 12 years, Northern Ireland, was basically since the run-up to the 1998 agreement, shows that there's always a confident walk right up to the edge of the cliff. And people lean over a little bit, but in the end they do not jump. And I think this is the, from my perspective, most likely outcome now, that yes, a deadline has been imposed, but it would not be the first deadline that would be somehow constructively stretched. So I'm reasonably confident that the parties will find an agreement that they can both live with, that they can sell to their respective constituencies, and that will allow the executive to continue in its present form. If that is not the case, then obviously the question is, what will the proposals from the British and Irish Prime Ministers actually put on the table? And here I think if they really sort of want to go down a very tough or want to take a very tough line with the parties, then we would probably see something along the lines of some sort of joint administration by Dublin and London of the of the government affairs of Northern Ireland. And if this is the case, and in many ways this has been on the table several times in the rather protracted process of implementation of the 1998 agreement, I think it really sends a message home to the parties that no deal that they can make can possibly be worse than not having any power, not having any office, no assembly, no executive. I think from that perspective, again, I would say that the signs are reasonably good that there will be a deal. It may not be an immediate result, but certainly the doors, I don't think, will be completely closed on the continuation of devolved government in Northern Ireland. The one caveat being the relative weakness of the DUP, and in particular its leader at the moment, that might sort of throw a spanner in the works here. But overall, I'm quite confident that a deal will salvage the arrangements as they exist.
You've been listening to the University of Nottingham podcast. Some of the music in this show has been supplied by the Podshow Podsafe Music Network. That's music.podshow.com. If you'd like to comment on this or any other podcast you've heard, you can add a message on iTunes or simply drop me a line at andrew.burden@nottingham.ac.uk. Thanks for listening.